you guys so much. Wow, it was an amazing trip, and we are glad to go, but also glad to return, too. Would everybody that's in here this morning that went on the mission team this year, would you stand up just so that we can recognize, see who all is in here this morning? You know, we got about half our team in here today, so just wanted you to see who all went. Bob Jackson in the back was our team leader for this trip and organized everything on the front end, during, and at all parts of it. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for your heart for Nicaragua. Bob's been leading teams down there for many, many years in our church. And as long as I'm pastor, we're going to go many, many more years, Bob. So I am excited to be a part of that trip. We have a treat for you today. We have somebody joining us from Managua. Not live, but yesterday I talked to Pastor Jonathan through the WhatsApp. You know, that's how you communicate these days, and you can communicate all over the world with it. But Pastor Jonathan is the leader of a church in Managua. It's called Light of the Nations. And he is going to read our scripture today in Spanish for us. Carlos, if I knew you'd be here today, I would have asked you to read it for us. By the way, we do have a Spanish speaker with us today. Carlos is a student at MC. He's been coming to our church for a while now. And so you could have come up and helped us with that song this morning. Maybe we'll get you up. Do you sing, brother? A little bit, maybe? Okay, all right, we'll talk afterwards. Don't want to put you on the spot too much. So let's hear our scripture reading, Psalm 96 in Spanish from Pastor Jonathan, and then I will come back and read it in English. So let's...
Buenos días. Lectura del Salmo 96. Canten al Señor una nueva canción. Que toda la tierra cante al Señor. Canten al Señor, alaben su nombre. Cada día anuncien las buenas noticias de que Él nos salva. Anuncien sus gloriosas obras entre las naciones. Cuéntenle a Él todas las cosas asombrosas que Él hace. Grande es el Señor. Él es el más digno de alabanza. A Él hay que temer por sobre todos los dioses. Los dioses de las otras naciones no son más que ídolos. Pero el Señor hizo los cielos. Honor y majestad lo rodean. Fuerza y belleza llenan su santuario. Oh, naciones del mundo, alaben al Señor, adoren al Señor en su santo esplendor. Lleven ofrenda y entren en sus atrios. Denle al Señor la gloria que se merece. Que toda la tierra tiemble delante de Él. Digan a todas las naciones, el Señor reina. El mundo permanece firme y no puede ser sacudido. Él juzgará a todos los pueblos con imparcialidad. Que los cielos se alegren y la tierra se goce. Que el mar y todo lo que contiene exclamen sus alabanzas. Que los campos y sus cultivos estallen de alegría. Que los árboles del bosque canten con alegría delante del Señor, porque Él viene a juzgar la tierra, juzgará al mundo con justicia y a las naciones con verdad. El Señor les bendiga.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all of the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the people. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes. For He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. So when you're traveling internationally, when you come back in to the country, you pass through customs and border security here in the United States. And as we landed in the U.S. in Houston on Friday evening, we landed there at the airport early afternoon. And first thing, we go hop in line for customs. And it's my turn. We wait in line for a while. I get up to the counter with the border agent there, and I hand him my passport. He asked me a couple of questions, and then he said, "Do you have anything to declare?" And I had to pause a second. I thought, let's see, I do not have a case of rum in my suitcase, so I'm good, probably good there. I don't have over 100 cigars, so I'm probably good there. I don't have, you know, I didn't buy Debbie any expensive jewelry over $1,000, good there. And I'm definitely bringing less than $10,000 back into the country. I'm actually bringing a whole lot less money than what I left the country with. So I didn't have anything to declare. And so all that went through my mind, and I said to him, "No." He stamps my passport, hands it to me, "Welcome home." All right, awesome, we're good to go. So I leave there, and I go again to get in line through security to recheck the bag, do all that, you know. And I'm thinking about his question, "Do you have anything to declare?" And, you know, the more I thought about that question, I said, you know, actually I do have something to declare. Well, as I reflected on our trip and our experience, I thought, you know, I have a lot of things that are worth declaring, worth saying in response to the experience that we had. And I think they wouldn't necessarily concern this border agent, but they would probably be things that this psalmist could relate to here in Psalm 96. And so this psalm actually came to mind. I pulled it up on my phone while I'm standing there, you know, wondering, what am I going to preach on Sunday, you know? And I got to reading through this psalm, and there were two verses that stood out to me that I think helped to reflect upon this trip that we just had. And the first of the verses that I want to mention to you is verse 3, where the psalmist says, "Declare God's glory among the nations. Declare His wondrous works among all people, because the Lord is great and so worthy of praise." He is worthy of praise, he says. He is awesome and beyond all other gods. The Lord is worthy of declaring His greatness. Declare God's glory among the nations. You know, that's what we were doing over those previous 7 days. And God, guys, we witnessed God work in countless ways. And one of the things that really stands out as we went around to these different churches is that God is present in the lives and hearts of Nicaraguan people. You know, the worship that we participated in last Sunday is quite different than what we're experiencing in here. For one thing, the service was 2 hours, but it didn't feel like it. And, you know, one of the things that really stands out about their worship is how passionate it is, right? Any of y'all that's worshiped in Central America or in Spanish-speaking nations know that this is a group of people that love to worship and praise the Lord. And we experienced that. We saw people declaring in worship the greatness of God. And while we were in 4 churches, there was only one that we were in on a Sunday morning, and it was a little bit different from the others because of that reason. Like I said, it was last Sunday. We were in Managua at the Good Samaritan Methodist Church. And Robert had a birthday you'll never forget, you know. And the church there did some amazing things for us in welcoming us. And I was able to bring the message in that service. And y'all, we spent an hour, though, just beginning that service singing and praising God. And there was such a high energy in that place. And then we went from there, and each day that we did VBS at a place, we always began with that church's worship team coming up and leading us in a time of prayer and scripture reading and worship. And y'all, over those 3 VBSs that we had over 600 people that showed up for those. And we spent about 3 to 4 hours at those places doing those VBSs. You know, when we think about what it means to declare the glory of God, you know, one way to think about that is using a millennial phrase to give props to, you know. To give props to somebody means, or something means, to give it proper respect. So to give God glory is to give God props, is to give proper respect to God. And the acknowledgement that God is the source of the goodness and the great things that we've experienced. And whether it be providing hot dogs at the end of a long day for parents that have been there for hours with their children and they're hungry, or whether it's providing drinks on a hot day in a small village called Mesotepe, Nicaragua. You know, we saw God provide for our team. But not just while we were there, but even in preparation to go, our church provided in so many ways. We had people praying for us. We had over $15,000 that we were able to raise to do the construction projects that we did. And God just kept providing and blessing and making a way the whole time that we were there. And it is nothing short of miraculous. Y'all, we rode on this old school bus all week long. It was, you know, it was a Bluebird school bus. And it was painted white. We gave it a nickname. We called it White Lightning. And it was a tremendous bus that when you just look at it from the outside, you're thinking, man, I'm praying this thing never breaks down. I mean, we went down some pretty steep volcanic mountains on that bus. And never once did the brakes fail. Never once did I worry. We had a fantastic driver that drove a bus. Imagine a 30-passenger bus, drove it through things, terrain that you see people driving those off-road Jeeps on. I mean, washed out roads and all kinds of crazy things. And it seems like God just had his hand on us that whole time, protecting and providing each step of the way. Now, our trip, you know, there were some inconveniences that we experienced. I mean, there was sickness. There were several of us that got sick. You know, James got a stomach bug. I got it. Justin Strickler got it. Robert had it for a day or two. Jacob was sick one day. I mean, we all had to deal with that stuff. We didn't have, most of the time, hot water. I never took a hot shower in 8 days. And I didn't have a bath cloth. I just had to use my hands, you know. So, but I did scrub up before coming here today. And I am feeling a little better. I'm still a little puny, but I'm getting better every day. And we ate a lot of rice and beans. And finally, by the last day, there was a big pile of rice and beans on my plate for breakfast. And I said, I can't do it. I can't eat it again. But there are going to be inconveniences. There are going to be sacrifices you make. But every sacrifice is always met by God's provision in some unexpected way. You know, everything we needed, the Lord provided. He did it for us. And you know, that's what God does. He does it not only for us, but He does it for all of us when we need Him. And that is why He deserves the glory and the praise, just like the psalmist says. And so the last thing that I want to mention is back at verse 1. The psalmist says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing a new song. You know, the reason that God deserves fresh praise is because God is doing new things. New things. We serve a God that's not stuck in the past, but God is active now, and He is moving, and He is working in so many different ways. He's doing something new, and because of that, it should be reflected in our worship. In other words, we have a reason every time we gather to give God glory for something. And y'all, that's what motivates and fuels our praise and our worship together, is when we come through these doors, is getting our minds right and getting our heart focused on, okay, as I come in through these doors today, what is it that I see God doing? If we would just take 10 seconds to reflect on that, walking across the parking lot, coming into the room, it would totally change the way we worship. It would give fuel and fire and substance. And you know, when you have a group of people living in one of the poorest regions on our planet, who knows what they have to go through to get to church every week. The effort that is made. You saw that one family up there in front of the school bus that had their picture made? There were 4 members of that family riding on a motorcycle to get to church. Last year, we had people showing up at church riding in a wagon being pulled by a mule. And it was loaded down. I mean, this guy was going around picking up families and kids and all that. And the wagon was constantly moving, like the whole time, bringing folks. And we complain if we get stuck in traffic in front of Kroger on the way to church. If I don't get all green lights, I get a little bent, out of shape sometimes. How sad, right, for me to do that. If I just think about the privilege I have of worshiping where we get to worship every week with the people we worship with, maybe I could sing a new song. You know, sometimes what we need is a fresh perspective of what God is up to. And going on a mission trip will do that for you. You will get your eyes opened. And you will see people truly loving Jesus. And man, they're so grateful for every little thing that you do for them. They see it as a blessing from God with a constant acknowledgement of God's favor and blessing in their life. But you know what? You don't have to go to a faraway place to be able to see God's activity. Sometimes all you need to do is get a little bit outside of your everyday routine. Just get involved in something new for God. Something that would challenge and stretch you and get you out of your comfort zone just a little bit And just do it trusting that God is going to meet you and provide for you and do what He has asked you to do. And watch Him move. Watch Him open your eyes. So sometimes we need fresh perspective in order to sing that new song. But at other times what we need are new songs. Like literally new music, new songs in order to find a new voice. Maybe you need a new playlist. You know, it's hard to praise God when all you're listening to is Morgan Wallen or Drake. You know, I don't usually worship when I'm listening to that kind of music. Or if all I'm listening to in my car is, you know, Fox News or Joe Rogan, it's hard to get praise on doing that too. So maybe you need a new worship playlist. You need to find some new music that you can draw from to help put words in your mouth so that you can sing and have a heart that is bent in worship and gratitude to God. You know, Tom sang a bunch of new songs this week, and I saw him pushed out of his comfort zone. That first day, it was like a deer in headlights up on that stage. Because there is a big communication gap, and nobody on our team spoke Spanish. But you know what? Tom adapted, and by that last day, he looked like the old Tom we know, up there leading the kids and singing. And you know, our students, they did a great job too. And so they had to learn some new songs and all of that. Y'all know this service that you're meeting in here today was started by a former pastor who took a group on one of these mission trips. And I don't know if they were in Nicaragua or Costa Rica, but when they came back, Bob Rambo said, "We need to start a new worship service here at Clinton Methodist." And so work was quickly begun. It started meeting in the gym and has met in different places and eventually landed in here. But the reason this church has contemporary worship is because it went away on one of these mission trips. It encountered a new expression of worship. And he saw how our people seemed to enjoy it and get into it and be able to express themselves in new ways. And so they came back and started this contemporary service. And here we are. So sometimes we need to try some new things to sort of breathe new life into our worship. There are some questions I want you to think about as we reflect on some of this morning. How does our worship need to adapt today? You know, do you have thoughts, ideas around that? We would love to hear them. We've been talking a lot about that on our staff. We've been trying some new things, and we've got some more things coming this fall. Do we need to freshen up our worship services, our space in here? We need a fresh look. We need some new carpet. We need some paint on the walls. Would y'all like some new chairs? Maybe? Yeah? Yeah, probably be nice to have some new chairs in here, a little bit better technology and things. Y'all, I have a vision for this whole area being full of a big LED wall. Wouldn't that be awesome? No, I'm just kidding about that. But Tom's not kidding. For about $15,000, we can make that happen, can't we, Tom? Thumbs up. Okay. But anyway, do we need to freshen up? Do we need to shift our worship times just a little bit? We've been talking about that too, you know, to create a little bit more room for Sunday school. We have a need there. Here's something personally to reflect on. Is my worship stuck on repeat? Or is it flowing from what God is currently doing in me and around me? Here's another way to think about it. What is inspiring your worship right now? What is your reason for worship right now? some things to think about. And as I wrap up, I just want to say this. Psalm 96 is not just some ancient worship song tucked away in an obscure place in our Bibles. But this psalm is actually, if we'll listen to it, it is a call to action. It is a call for us to sing and declare and to proclaim the greatness of God. And not just within these walls either, but to the ends of the earth. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise, His praise. Declare it to the nations. We have lived this past week. True worship, it does not have borders. It doesn't. And like the psalmist, everyone in this room has something to declare. Maybe it's the way that God carried you through a hard season. Maybe it's the joy of getting a second chance when you didn't think you'd get one. Maybe you've gone through an illness that crippled you for a season. There's some in here. God brought you through that. And because of it, He is worthy of your worship. Maybe there's a quiet peace that you just feel inside your heart and you can't quite explain. The Lord put that there. Whatever it is that motivates you, don't keep it to yourself. The world needs your song. It needs your voice. It needs your witness. It needs your story. And when we share those things, we are declaring the glory of the Lord. So let's go from here today ready to worship with our lives, with new songs, with fresh testimony, and hearts that reflect the glory of the One who is Lord over every nation and all of creation. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as long as You put breath in these lungs, in our lungs, You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy for us to give You our worship, to sing our songs, to tell our story, to give bold declaration that You are a powerful and awesome and mighty God. That God, You are lifting Your people in some of the toughest parts of the world. You're lifting them up and filling them with a joy that is unspeakable. We often wonder, where is that source of that? We want joy like that. We want praise like that. God, thank You for the opportunities that we are given every week to give You the glory that You are due. God, I pray that we wouldn't just do it inside this space, but that we would do it every day in the conversations and relationships that we encounter. So, Lord, open our eyes. Give us fresh perspective. God, those prayers that we're lifting up to heaven, I pray that you would open up the heavens and move in response to those prayers. And that you wouldn't let us to forget that you answer our prayers. God, help us. Help us, Lord, to know the depths of our salvation. Help us to know that your presence is what we long for, is what we need, is what strengthens us, is what guides us. And it's what fuels the worship of your people. So would your Holy Spirit, Lord, ignite a spirit of praise in this place to the glory and the renown of your name, that you may be exalted, Lord, among all the people. And when you are high and lifted up, you will draw all people to yourself. And when you do that, good things happen for us. So thank you, Lord. We pray today in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 A little extra umph in that one, Tom. I like that. That's good. Thank you so much for being with us today in worship. We're glad to have you with us. Please come back. Please come back next week. Next week, though, it'll be a little different. We won't meet in here. We'll meet in the gym. The Family Life Building, 10:30. So you got to show up a little earlier. We got an hour worship service. We have a jazz band. We have a potluck meal afterwards with fried chicken and whatever sides you want to bring to go with that and desserts. We have inflatables for the kids and all kinds of activities. So we hope you'll come and worship next week for our back-to-school bash. We'll bless the backpacks, give out tags, and just be a blessing to our students and our administration and faculty members that are going to be in the thick of it tomorrow. All right, so let's keep them in our prayers this week as kids go back. Also, after service, please help us stack the chairs against the wall before you leave. We would greatly appreciate that. Let me leave you with this quick benediction based out of Ephesians chapter 4. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is worthy, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace be with you. God bless you. Go in peace.